This is St. Louis Public Radio. Universities know a lot about educating people and running schools. That's the theory Missouri latched onto when it brought charter schools to St. Louis. State lawmakers tasked universities with being the main overseer of these new independent public schools. St. Louis Public Radio's Ryan Delaney looks at whether that was the right choice.
Nearly every state in the country allows charter schools. Most of them are still governed by the local school board. Missouri does it a little different. It's one of about a dozen states that gave that job primarily to colleges. By the letter of the law, the sponsor's job is making sure the school is meeting all the academic goals it promised it would in its charter, and close the school if it's not. Greg Richmond, who is president of the National Association of Charter School Authorizers, says picking colleges to do that kind of work is a logical choice.
I think universities can do a great job at sponsoring charter schools.
Why? Well,
I mean, number one, they're educational institutions, so they know something about education, and they have a lot of advantages to do the work well.
Let's look at some of those advantages. St. Louis College Prep hired a graduate student from its sponsor, the University of Missouri-St. Louis, to serve as a part-time social work intern in the high school. It saved College Prep's executive director, Mike Malone, a lot of money. He describes UMSL's role as that of a sports coach.
A really good coach is both your boss, but he's also your coach, right? He's also teaching you how to kick the ball the right way. But he's also, you're accountable to him, and if you're not doing your job, he pulls you off the field and sits you on the bench.
UMSL also provides small teacher training grants to its schools. Other sponsors provide work-study students or interns for after-school programs. But Richmond from the Charter School Association says sponsors are not always that involved.
Frankly, it's a lot of hands-off monitoring.
That's the approach taken by the University of Missouri-Columbia, which closed two St. Louis charter schools last year. The founder of one says the school got little support from the university. Lisa Weaver in Mizzou's charter school office counters that they did provide guidance.
But I think we need to make it clear that it is not our job to provide support as a sponsor. Our job is to hold them accountable to their charter.
Now, remember how Richmond said universities can be great sponsors? There's more to that.
No university exists for the purpose of monitoring charter schools. They exist to run their university, and chartering is always just a sidelight rather than a core function of a university.
If sponsoring charter schools is not a part of a college's inherent purpose, then why are they doing it? Well, there is some money in it, but not a ton. 1.5% of state money that goes to charters is funneled to sponsors.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's getting rich off of that.
That's Mike Petrilli, president of the Fordham Institute, an education think tank. Plus, in Missouri, the money allocated to a sponsor has to be used for monitoring its schools. Another reason to be a sponsor is that lawmakers simply asked colleges to do it early on. For others, it fit into the college's mission, St. Louis University Assistant Provost Steve Sanchez explains.
It's fundamentally an expression of our outreach and service to the community.
There are Missouri colleges that no longer sponsor charters at all, or ever expanded beyond their first one. Distance from the city is a big reason for that. And because university interest in sponsoring charter schools is subject to change, more states are creating independent commissions to exclusively authorize them, which Missouri did in 2012. The commission has sponsored one school in Kansas City so far. I'm Ryan Delaney, St. Louis Public Radio.